Luke chapter 4, verse 14. It's page 1028. 1028 in your pew Bible. Luke 4, verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Now we'll move down, please, to verse 28. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill, whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Robert Murray McShane, of course, was the Anglican minister of St. Peter's Church in Dundee during the 1800s. He was a man who said a tremendous statement, "For every one look at yourself, take 10 looks at Christ." What wonderful advice. The problem with a lot of us is that we do the opposite. We take 10 looks at ourselves and one look at Christ. But we are to look onto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. If you look at yourself, you'll get discouraged. But if you look by faith to the Saviour and trust in him, then you will certainly not be discouraged. Rather, you'll be encouraged. Why do I mention Robert Murray McShane today? It's because he preached from this verse of scripture the first Sunday after he had been ordained. In his first church, this was the first text that he took. And every year on the anniversary of his ordination to the ministry, he would preach from this text of scripture. What a wonderful text it is. What an amazing verse it is, telling us about the ministry of the Lord Jesus, reminding us of why it was that he came into this world. I want you particularly to focus on four words in this verse. They're right in the center of the verse. To heal the brokenhearted. To heal the brokenhearted. If you were using the New International Version today, those words wouldn't be there because they've been deleted. They have been omitted. Wouldn't it be so sad today if I was to stand up here and read that verse and not read those four words, to heal the brokenhearted? Do you have a broken heart today? Well, I'm glad to be able to read of someone who can heal your broken heart. If I was to stand here today and preach lots of things to you, but I couldn't say to you that Jesus heals the brokenhearted, that would be very sad. That would be a tragedy. But I'm glad to be here today with the King James Bible and with these four words still in the verse. And we're told that Jesus has come to heal the brokenhearted. So that's the subject of our message today. Let me just make a remark or two before we delve right into this wonderful subject. You remember a few months ago, toward the end of last year, one Sunday evening, we looked at John chapter 14, where it says there, "In my Father's house are many mansions." And we warned you about the modern versions that have changed it to rooms. You've lost your mansion. If you're a Christian, you've been downgraded to a room in heaven. That's what I call tampering with the Word of God. It's a very serious thing to tamper with God's Word. But I want to tell you folks something that's even worse than tampering, is actually removing verses and taking away verses out of the Bible. And that's what we find in Luke chapter 4. We find that these words have actually been taken away. They have been deleted, omitted, they've been removed. Some people ask us, maybe you've had the question thrown at you, why do you use the King James Bible? Why does your church hold to the King James Version? Well, here is one reason. If anyone asks you that question, you can tell them about Luke chapter 4, verse 18. And these beautiful words, to heal the brokenhearted. Who is this wonderful healer? It's Dr. Jesus. Let me bring you today to the surgery of Dr. Jesus. There's no doctor like him in heaven or on earth. There's no physician like him. He's the greatest doctor of all. He's the greatest physician of all. Let's find out something more about this wonderful doctor that we can go to with our broken hearts today. Let me say, first of all, that he's the creator. This person who came into the world 2,000 years ago to heal the brokenhearted, he's the creator of the universe. Turn with me to Psalm 147. Psalm 147. And let me just read to you a few verses from that psalm. Psalm 147, verse 3. We're on page 666. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. So here we have this wonderful promise that if you come to Jesus today with your broken heart, he will heal it and he will bind up your wounds. The question is, will you come to him? But you notice what verse 4, what we've just read, these amazing words, mind-blowing words. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names. The one who heals broken hearts is the person who created the stars. And isn't it remarkable that he telleth the number of the stars? Jesus, Dr. Jesus, this wonderful physician that we're thinking about today, he's the one who knows how many stars there are in the night sky. I mean, all I know from reading is that there are billions upon billions of stars, but Jesus knows exactly how many there are because he created them. And you have those amazing words in Genesis chapter 1. He made the stars also. I mean, it just boggles the mind. He made the stars also, five words. And yet you find that most of the Bible is about people. And there's just five words to describe the creation of the billions of stars that are up there. What does that tell us? That the Lord Jesus is more interested in souls than in stars. He's more interested in your soul than in all those billions of stars that are up there. And he's interested in your broken heart today. There are thousands of ways that we can have a broken heart. And if I was to start to rhyme off all the things that cause us to have broken hearts, I'd be here until the evening service. But the fact is that many of us do have broken hearts. Some people are very good at hiding their broken heart. Other people, it's more obvious. But the wonderful news today is that Jesus has come to heal broken hearts. And he's the creator. The person who was standing in the synagogue that day in Nazareth was the creator of the universe. He's the one who put the supermoon in the sky. Did you see it this past week? I mean, there's a lot of talk about it on the news. And I took a wee glance out the back door on Wednesday evening and I got a glimpse of it. The supermoon. Bigger and brighter than the normal moon. Who put it up there? Dr. Jesus. The one who heals broken hearts. So we're getting to know this doctor. It's good to get to know your doctor. And we've got good doctors, haven't we, folks? We should be on our knees every day thanking God for the good doctors we have in our little country. And my, they're working under difficult circumstances. And doctors, surgeons and nurses, our hearts go out to them. And those idiots and clowns up on the hill in Stormont, and they're fiddling and wasting time. There's been over a year now without a government. Sure, it's a disgrace. Brings a new meaning to that phrase, fiddling while Rome burns. But bless God today for the good doctors and medical staff that are working in the midst of very difficult circumstances. But let's get back to the greatest doctor of all, Dr. Jesus, the creator of the universe. This wonderful doctor has personal experience of a broken heart. Turn with me to another Psalm, Psalm 69. Psalm 69. This is a messianic psalm. Many of the psalms are. And if you go down to verse 20 of Psalm 69, notice what it says. Now remember that it's the Lord Jesus who's speaking. The same person who was standing in the synagogue at Nazareth in Luke chapter 4, he's speaking in Psalm 69. Notice what he says in verse 20. Reproach hath broken my heart. Reproach hath broken my heart. He knew what it was to have a broken heart. And therefore he can sympathize with you today as you have come into church with your broken heart. He has personal experience of it. He empathizes with you. I have chosen that word carefully. You see, we can all sympathize with people. We can show sympathy to other people who are going through troubles and trials. But it's only when you have gone through it yourself that you can empathize with them. Empathy is something that only a person can show who has experienced the thing for themselves. And so the lovely Lord Jesus, the heavenly physician, he can empathize with you today as you bring to him your broken heart. Because he's the broken-hearted Savior. Would you not climb up on the couch of Dr. Jesus today? Tell him about your broken heart. For he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. I cannot tell how silently he suffered, as with his peace he graced this place of tears. Or how his heart upon the cross was broken, the crown of pain to 33 years. But this I know, he heals the brokenhearted and stays our sin and calms our lurking fear. and lifts the burden from the heavy laden, for yet the Saviour of the world is here. Oh, we have just scratched the surface of the identity of this wonderful doctor, this amazing person who said that he had been sent to heal the brokenhearted. Let's move now to the patients as we come to the end of the meeting. Every doctor has his patients. I wouldn't have made a very good doctor because I don't have much patience. But anyway, this doctor has patience. And you see, every one of his patients has a good word to say about him. Every patient who has come to the surgery of the Lord Jesus, the greatest GP who ever existed, we'll use that term. Every person who has come to him has found healing for their broken heart. Every patient of this doctor has been healed. Jesus has not been stumped by any one of them. There are times, sadly, whenever doctors have to say to certain patients, "I'm so sorry, it's too far gone, I can do nothing for you." But the Lord Jesus never ever says that. He never has to turn a soul away. He never has to turn a broken-hearted person away. He invites them in. "Come on in. I've got the healing. I've got the remedy for your broken heart. However your heart is broken, I can heal it." Let me mention to you some of the patients of this great doctor. You see, you can go home this afternoon and get your Bible and read Mark chapter 5. And you'll read there about a man who was possessed. And he didn't live in a nice comfortable house and with warmth and luxury and a fridge that was full and cupboards that were bursting. No, you see, he lived in a graveyard. And the demon had deranged him. Deranged him to such an extent that he was self-harming and trying to kill himself. And he was being a terror to anyone who went past the graveyard. And people had ganged up on him and chained him up, but he broke the chains because there was satanic power that was controlling him. There was a patient who needed Dr. Jesus. And you see, folks, whenever we're not well, we have to go to the doctor, don't we? We go to the surgery. But the wonderful thing is, in Mark chapter 5, Jesus goes to his patient. And he goes and he heals his broken heart. And he saves his soul. And that man's in heaven today. And if we could bring him down from heaven and stand him in this pulpit today, boy, he would have a good word to say about his doctor, Dr. Jesus. Oh, there's another patient that made his way into the surgery of the Lord Jesus one day. You read of him in Luke chapter 18. The publican. Boy, if ever anybody had a broken heart, it was the publican. And you know what it was that broke the publican's heart? His own sin. Perfect candidate for the healing power of Christ. For the saving power of Christ. The Bible tells us that the old publican, he smote upon his breast. Lord, it's the heart that's the problem. The problem of the heart is the heart of the problem. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Dr. Jesus, can you do something with this sinful heart of mine? Can you heal this broken heart of mine? And Dr. Jesus went to work. And that man was totally transformed. The Bible says he went down to his house justified, just as if he'd never sinned. The slate was wiped clean. Wouldn't you like that to be your experience today? That the Lord Jesus would just take your past and blot it out? He can do that. Because there's no one like him. Oh, he's the one who can heal the brokenhearted. I can't heal your broken heart. Oh, I can encourage you, I can talk to you, and I can say a lot of things to try to comfort you. But I can't heal your broken heart. It's only Dr. Jesus can do that. There are board members, there are members in the church here, fine believers, people who are far better Christians than I am, and they can talk to you and comfort you, and they can put their arm around your shoulder, but they can't heal your broken heart. There's only one person in the universe who can do that. It's the Son of Man. It's the Savior. Will you come to him today? Will you make your way with your broken heart to his surgery? Oh, let me tell you of the patients of this great doctor. None of them have been disappointed. There are people in this service today, and they could walk up to the pulpit here and they could tell you what Dr. Jesus has done for them. They could talk of how Jesus has saved their souls and how he has lifted them up when they've fallen, how he has healed their broken heart. Their heart has been broken 1,000 times, but every time this wonderful physician has come along and he's healed it. You see, the Lord Jesus specializes in broken hearts. There are doctors who specialize in a certain field, don't they? Specialists, consultants. Well, I tell you, Jesus, he's a specialist when it comes to broken hearts. Ah, but what is the medicine that he uses? What is this wonderful ointment that the Lord Jesus uses to heal broken hearts? Your broken heart, my broken heart. What is it? It's his precious blood. That's the medicine. That's the ointment. There is power. Power. Wonder-working power. In the blood of the Lamb, there is power. Power. Sin-destroying power. In the precious blood of the Lamb. You know what's so amazing and so spectacular about this medicine? You don't have to pay for it. You go to the doctor, he writes your prescription. You go to the chemist, what have you got to do? You've got to pay for your prescription. Dr. Jesus, oh, he'll write you the prescription, but you'll not have to pay for it. Because as he hands you the prescription, he'll also tell you that it's been paid in full. This wonderful heavenly medicine, this heavenly ointment that can blot all our sins out and heal our broken hearts, it was provided at Calvary. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.